This is such a big topic of discussion as we continue on with spiritual protection and what it means to your psyche. This is really such a beautiful place to begin. And if you've already been a part of a beautiful spiritual practice of your own understanding, this is really a recap and a refresh and an opportunity to restart. Because every day we press the restart button, every single day. This is Michelle Irene Stupski with the Lighten Up Podcast. So much, thank you so much for joining me again today. As we are actually 20 episodes away from concluding the Lighten Up Podcast, due to growth and expansion, I've got something super exciting coming, and I'm not really sure exactly all the fine details, so I can't say too much, but there are a lot of really big, big things in the works, and I'm going to actually need that little bit of extra time to allow things to be nourished and to grow in the way that they need to. But in the meantime, there will be over 600 episodes for you to continue with your spiritual practice. Simply open up the platform that you're listening to and scroll and say, what do I need to hear most today? And then it's kind of like the slot machine, right? Wherever it lands, click play, and that's your message for the day. Oh, I love that. So as we continue to talk about the importance of spiritually protecting yourself, and what it means for all the beautiful things in your life. We're going to move into the number three on my list, grounding and centering. Most of us know what groundwork is doing, Yeah, we know what it's doing too. And it's actually a proven medically that doing grounding work lowers your blood pressure. If you have a baby and the baby is crying, one of the most amazing things you can do is lay down on the grass, even a blanket, with the baby as they feel the vibration of the earth. It's the pulse of Mother Earth beating with the pulse of your soul, and it's extremely calming. And one of the easiest ways to do some grounding work is to go outside with bare feet and step in the dirt or the sand or the grass. You can step in the snow if you want to, but I choose not to. But by stepping into the vibration of the earth, you are stepping into the full alignment of who you are as a soul being. Connecting with earth's energy allows you to anchor yourself and to stay rooted in the present moment. That's why my 5-2-align meditation, or the quick put your hands over your heart and feel the beat of your soul, and remind yourself that in the center of that soul where that light resides, there is calmness. And it allows you to feel that calm. It allows you to get there quicker and to realign. So to allow yourself to be rooted and present in the moment through grounding exercises, through spending time in nature, through visualizations, you begin to feel connected to the supportive energy of Earth. That is the connection of conscious oneness and the conscious light that allows us to expand and to grow and to pause and to reflect. And so it is. Have a beautiful day.
And fly, catch the wind.